Well, welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial Mills. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tiffany.
Hey girl, how's your week? You're still here with us.
Like, is it Friday yet?
I'll be very soon.
It's tomorrow. We can make it.
I'm second guessing that. I don't know. Today, I didn't know.
Bro, listen. I legit need, like, a day, a weekend, like, no kids, no nothing. Like, just to not think about anything. Like, I'm legit going to lose my mind if I don't. Like, that's all seriousness. legit, I have to, like... We talk about mommy burnout and stuff, but like it's legit real and I'm almost there. So I need to like cancel some shit that I got coming up and just do something for myself because.
It's funny that you say that because I've literally worked from my bed since Tuesday. No, all week. No, Monday I did work at my desk, but. Yeah, I've been working from my bed since Tuesday because I couldn't explain. I'm like, bitch, you ain't been nowhere. But it's just the repetition for one, the lack of change for two, and when you're working remote, you're doing more. It's like
and then so not much just that, like,
and you gotta
we
be
both
a mom.
Got like when we both got personal shit on top of our work shit, like it's just a lot, and then. We don't have the separation anymore. Whereas before, you know, we were, you know, going to the office and at least we were irritated with the office. We were coming home and, you know, if we were irritated with home, we were going to work. But like, bro.
That drive home from work is so missed.
Right. Like just that 20 to 30 minutes alone, like, bro.
I would never take it for granted again.
Listen.
Never will. So, I mean, yeah, we had a really hard week this week. I feel like it's been a long week. But we ended on a good note. Last week, we did our first pod appearance, and that was fun.
Yes, we were the guest on another podcast. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, it is called The...
Awkward Dreadhead.
Awkward Dreadhead.
He was really nice. Charles is really cool. He's super cool.
He was really nice. I had a really good time. I was super nervous, but we had fun.
Yeah, we literally talked about a bunch of shit. I guess he knew that we were pretty raunchy mamas, so he just asked us all types of shit. Like, it's super fun. You gotta check it out. We talked about dating. We talked about the pay gap. Like, we talked about so much shit. But it was fun, though. It was very fun.
It was nice, but what it made me realize is we need to get a guy on our show.
Yes, we do. We do.
Other than Rob.
Yes. Like, I talked to Charles, too, so we will probably be having him up here very soon.
Okay, cool.
He's funny. He's definitely funny. The audience will love him. And how is your love life? That's something we don't check in with often anymore.
it's non-existent. Like, but honestly, like I got so much other shit going on. I am not worried about no man or no piece of dick. Like, I'm really not. Like,
oh, dang, I got
too much other stuff. You gotta tell me what.
The picture, they finally released what the Safari vibrator looks like. That shit is huge.
But yeah, so I don't know. I got this guy in my DMs or whatever. And so you and I have talked about this offline. But, you know, I told you it was kind of awkward because I thought that we had I thought it had an Eskimo sister with this guy. And for those of you who don't know, Eskimo sister, like you, it's a female that you share the same sex partner with. So I was like kind of weird because who this Eskimo sister would have been, it would have just been too weird. I'm not going to say it because, you know, but like, yeah, I found out like it wasn't, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. False alarm. So she can take it.
But yeah, I'm really not interested.
Y'all, please tell her we quarantine. We gonna be here to 2021, so she needs to find somebody.
Look, where
have her going insane.
Like, we can't have like. There's no conversation. He's just not.
And then sometimes that's true though. When time passed, you just be like, it would have been cute back then, but now, yeah.
Right, but no, like I'm not 17 anymore, so no.
Yeah. My love life is better. I have had some special guest appearances that I was not prepared for. But
I gotta get us a little stay on board because I need to do like sound effects. That would be, that's what I'm gonna be working on.
I mean, nothing like I'm gonna do nothing crazy, but this special guest, will listen to this episode, but I can't say too much. But
hey,
exciting, yeah. This was great to catch up. I don't really know how to perceive it. I just hope he understands that I am taken. But I digress. So with that, being that we're talking about that, today is so much we have to talk about because so much has happened, especially for us females.
So much.
Like, we have WAP now, and first of all, I kind of wish I would have came with a better acronym because I definitely was talking about Power of the P on the first episode. I should have just came with a better acronym, and maybe I would have went viral, but it's okay.
We have POP, but, you know, whatever.
You know, whatever. So we have WAP, we have, what else happened this week? Like, finally, we are, our people are talking about being in polyamorous relationships, finally. Even though it's not nothing, you know, that's foreign, but they're talking about that, and these Christian chicks and they little female companion, child.
Yeah, y'all, we got a lot to delve into today.
So we're gonna start off with
So I just wanna say that I love the damn song, okay?
I love it.
Now, you know, I got a 5-year-old daughter, so I try not to listen to it when she's around, but like when I'm in my room by myself with the door closed, and my headphones in, like that's my shit.
I love
song. But you know,
okay.
I do love too.
I love the song. I just love it. Cause I've been saying I got that snapper for a long time. Damn, I could have been viral years ago. Okay. Somebody come on a song.
I love it.
Wow, I love it. Like it's really true, and then the lyrics are true too. So. I was laughing because I'm like, I'm trying to feel away. But one of the bars is like, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I got this ring. And I was like, but I do. Shade, you don't know me, but I felt that it hurt. Okay. I'm not rich, so I'm going to throw that in there. But what else did they talk about on the song? I was like, Cardi, again, looking in the mirror, trying to feel the type of way. Some of things. But I love this.
So I saw this thing. It was like breaking down like the lines based off of your sign that you were most likely to you know, cling to. And so, you know, we're both Aquarians. And so it said our line was the one where, you know, touch the little dang thing hanging the back of my throat.
That is my favorite line. I laugh so hard. Because it's like, what is she saying? Like, that thing in my throat, like, what? It's just too much. And I'm just
saying, I love her.
As the engineer in the studio, I would have been like, excuse me? And I would have been calling her. I would have been like, you going to go viral, girl, for that.
So do you like watch the little Plies videos that he do from his car?
Oh my God. One of my followers reposted him.
please tell me that you heard his remix.
Yes. He thought, so I'm not nasty. You're Plies.
Ma'am, nasty Cardi thing. And Meg need to call that man and they legit need to do a remix because his little bars was all right. I was like, okay, Plies, come out of retirement. Why don't you?
I still think he related to her princess. That's another topic for another time. But
yeah, they're brothers, but we'll talk about that another day.
He can keep ignoring that.
But liked it, and I think that they should do a collab and let Lil Plies come on out of retirement for a little while and get his little checks, because his little verse was okay. I liked it.
I was seeing it a lot today.
How do you feel about the people who are like, you know, they're bad role models on little girls, and how can they come out with songs like this?
Oh my God. I was so irked, because first of all, I'm happy we're finally getting to a place like City Girls Love Them to Death, because I've real bought my City Girls, you know that. But they do promote you needing a man.
Right.
To get what you need to get. And I mean you can, but you don't have to. But I feel like with this song is really embodying the power of a female just in general. Janelle Monáe does that a lot, but she's really avant-garde with it. So
right.
She's more mainstream, like it's a celebrity, like it's an actress.
Because with her music, you gotta like really listen to what she's saying
to know
that she's saying some slick shit.
Right.
And Cardi and Meg were just straight out with it.
Like Janelle, you gotta see the visual. Like I forgot the name of that damn song, but one of her songs,
she has on
the vagina pants. So I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But I don't even think the song was called that. But with this, oh, you know. You know they fuck about vagina. So I like it. It's very unapologetic, and I'm all for it.
I like it too. And my thing is, these celebrities aren't my children's role models. I am.
Like, hello? Like, what? I thought you were asking that anyway. So I was a little annoyed too. Like, what? And I'm happy that people is tweeting like
that. So other people are responsible for your. Like, no, you are. Like, not this artist.
And damn, did we not forget that Megan, Cardi was a stripper? What the fuck? What do you expect her to be saying, Almighty Jesus? That's not happening.
And not just that.
Like, what?
R. Kelly been singing about fucking since the 80s.
And not even that. When you go to certain clubs, Slob on My Knob comes on by 36 Mafia and people lose their shit, okay? Old and young. So I don't want to hear it.
When the guys were talking about it was okay, but now that the female is like, oh, I got some wet ass,
that's the problem. And that's why if we get this vice president, it's gonna go shit, because people just aren't ready for the punani to be on top. They're just so used to the pom-pom being at the bottom. No, the punani is gonna be riding 2021, just saying.
Right,
until
the wheels fall off.
Okay, like, that's just what it is. If they haven't realized it by now, it's just that's what it is. So, since talking about females, how you sent me this, and I was just like, oh, I'm all for this, okay? So, we have to discuss the post that you sent me.
Okay, so, I was on Instagram, y'all, and I came across this, like, this girl had wrote into a millennial wifehood page. And so I'm going to read it because it's kind of short. So she's like, I come from an open religious family. When I was a teenager, I lost my father and I started drinking and smoking heavily. I also had a one night stand with a woman. Now I'm a Christian, much older and engaged. My fiance comes from a strict Christian home and he recently found out that I was once a lesbian and that I recently struggled with lust. He is mad that I didn't tell him
I'm just laughing because this is funny.
Now he doesn't know what to do and he's thinking of calling off the wedding. I'm no longer attracted to women. I just had a moment where I was weak. I prayed hard, reached out to my prayer network, and now I'm good. There might be another moment of weakness in my future because, I mean, I'm not perfect. I do my best to avoid things that will trigger me, like certain TV shows or books. My question, I know he's upset, but what should I do to move our relationship forward? I'm afraid that he doesn't know how to handle my past because of his sheltered background. I'm trying to see this through his eyes, but I need some advice. So I brought it to Ash's attention because this just shows to me how like fragile the male ego can be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't say how far in her past, you know, she was in the relationship or how far, you know, her slip up or how far the slip up actually went. But, like, if she... Are men really that insecure?
I took it as he's not secure within his religion. I didn't think he was secure spiritually, because for her to make a point to put in there that, you know, he's a strong Christian, and he heard that she's been with a female in her past one time, and he wants to call off the wedding. He's not strong within his spirituality and in his sexuality. Why would that challenge you? You're a male. The lesbian category is the highest category of porn behind DP. So I don't see why it does not bother men for women to be with females. So I'm just confused as to why that's going to drag you and want to cut off your wedding. She didn't say she wants to be with a female. She has been with a female. Like, I didn't get that.
She didn't go into detail when she was like she had a moment of weakness or lust or something. That doesn't necessarily mean that she did anything. She could have just brought it to his attention that she was feeling a way. It just really perplexed me, because
I was just laughing. You know, what? Are you gay? Is that why?
It really did. It had me thinking, because, you know, I've had a past experience with a female. And so that has me wondering, like, if I were to, you know, meet a Christian, you know, man and divulge that information, is that something that I would have to deal with? Like, and then, of course, at that point, you know me, if you are not open-minded enough, then I can't.
Yeah.
But still, like, is this really stuff that, like, people have issues with? Like, we still judging people on their past?
Obviously, girl. Because that damn show would have been like, I've never met a guy when I talk about anything I've done with a girl that's like, ew. Ew, girl. Like, I've never met a guy that's like, so I would have been like, I don't know. She's like, she sounds like she's seen a rebirth. But I would have been like, are you gay? Like, we're this far in our relationship. What is wrong?
Like, I know that there's some, like, you know, devout Christians, but like, everybody got a past, and if she has turned her life around and given her life to Christ, then anything that happened before then shouldn't be on the table. Like, you're not God, so why are you judging her? Why is it an issue for you?
See, what got me is she tried to, but see, I think what she's not giving the full story, because she did mention that she does her best to avoid her triggers. So I think when she explained that to him, she explained to him that she battles for her sexuality. Yes,
and
she
so
loves
in his mind, she doesn't even really want to be with him.
Be with him.
He's legit gay.
He's a beard. And I think first I was like, okay, then you gotta call the wedding off. But as I continued to read it, I was like, I'm thinking he's irritated because he feels like a beard. Either he feels like...
Okay, I can see that.
Either he feels like he a little challenged and it's just an ego thing, or he feel like, bitch, you just with me because you just are a devout Christian and you don't feel as if you could be gay. And you know you're going to be judged. So you feel like, let me get with this good man, let me get married, fuck my feelings, I'm going to just be married to a man because that's going to be the easier way for me. But you're going to tell your
husband like this might need some therapy.
Yeah, like it just sounds like I don't think he should call it the wedding. Now, if it's that deep and she's that confused, I mean, I can kind of understand. But she has to be honest. Like, I think she should gave more context to the story. Like, for her, because for her to end it like that, she do got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Because what is triggering you if it was a one-time thing, sis? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. You're right.
Like,
yeah. That means there's like some underlying issues.
She said certain shows and certain books. I'm like, what? What is the problem? Like, would you be wet after you watch certain shit? Or you just, you wanting to be with a girl? I mean, would I call it a wedding all? No. Would I push it back? Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because we would need some further counseling. I don't think they need to get married. But I don't think he needs to cancel it either, because I also think he probably, they probably just need to have counseling. She may not, some women are like that. Some women, they like the sexual aspect. They don't necessarily want to marry a man. Yes. So I think that's something you're not going to know for real unless you go to counseling. So. but it had me.
So hold on. Oh, what are you gonna say?
When I just thought about it, and I was thinking, you know, like, well, Tiffany's had a little experience. So then I was like, would you do it again? Would you ever do it again?
I don't think so.
You didn't go all the way either, so it ain't like I've asked
you. Hold on, you say what?
You didn't go all the way. Like, it wasn't like you did no, anything.
I received.
So I asked
you. Can't kiss what? Her, but... I don't know. I don't think that I could give. So yeah. I know that whole situation, like, I couldn't date a female because I can't. I don't think I could do it. I don't know. I don't know.
Like, I think, this is so trifling, but I think about, like, when it's me. And, like, you know, I'll be having to, you know, do my thing. And I'm like, when I can taste myself, I'll be a little perturbed sometimes. And it's not this nasty, but that I'm a girl. That's not the consistency I'm used to. So it's like.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, the texture and taste is different from a male. So, yeah, I get your point.
Yeah, just be like.
Or from vegan to eat meat, you know?
Yeah, I like meat.
Or whole milk. to almond milk.
But I like almond milk. Okay, this for me, I'll flip it because I like almond milk. So almond milk to whole milk.
Just not right. Yeah. We're retarded, y'all.
But okay, now well, you already said you would, so if you were about to get married, this was you would have told your spouse with no problem.
Yeah.
I think too, that also goes at what we said so many times, know who you're with. Because what the fuck y'all talk about when y'all was dead? How the hell does not come up until now? That's what I'm like, especially if this is like a college thing. How did this not come up until now? They need therapy. But that's the bottom line. They need to go to a therapist. They don't need to be married. No time soon.
Yeah.
They can stay engaged. They don't need to.
So,
we're talking about, you know, women and our shit.
Hold on, wait a minute. Before we go into this next story. So, I was listening to another podcast today. I don't want to say it because it's like totally off from what the hell we are. So, no, I don't like brand shit. But anyway. She was talking about distorted red. So Google Maps has like, you know, pictures and shit.
Yeah.
The man caught his wife cheating because of Google Maps.
How? I thought Google Maps updated every 6 months.
Okay, so apparently... So, you know, Google Maps goes through the neighborhoods, and so, you know, it'll be a park or different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're sitting on a park bench. So, you know, faces are blurred out. The man is like, I know my wife's outfit.
What? So, wait, he was driving?
No, he just happened to be on Google Maps, like, you know, I guess checking different locations. I don't know what he was on Google Maps for, but the image that popped up was his wife.
It's current?
They're not current because if you Google my address, like the Barcelona, so it's not current. Apparently, it was within enough time that he knew whatever, like he knew that she was cheating.
Damn.
He's like, I know my wife's outfit.
Yeah, that's true. Because if Rob was any goddamn way. I don't know, nigga shirt. No, all his socks, his shirts, and his socks.
It had me so weak. You hear me?
Did you pull up on her? Because I would have. With the map. Look at y'all.
I don't think it was like, you know, current time. Like I said, they didn't go into detail like about it or whatever. But...
Oh, he just knew for sure she cheated because the image for that location was her.
Who she was with, yeah, and where she was at. I guess he remembered the outfit she had. You know, I don't know, but he knew that was his wife.
That
he put together worst. That she was cheating.
That is the worst way to find out.
Google Maps be snitching on you.
You know what? Because, okay, so when we was looking at this is so, okay, I'm still saying. So we was looking at places, right? I had clicked on, you know, when you look at places, you can see the street view. So I clicked on the street view, and I, you know, you can, depending on how the street view is, you can see like the whole perimeter. And I'm like, I turned. And I'm like, why is this in somebody's mailbox? So the Google map, like when I turned, it was a townhome. So when I turned, it showed like somebody on the street, but she was in somebody's mailbox. And she's like a little kid, but, and she had a backpack, but it was no kids outside. I mean, like it was a normal day.
So the Google Maps people call
the crime. Or maybe he was sneaking to a boy's house and that's where he hit the key. Because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what is this? What is this?
So you know what it made me think about?
What?
I'm going to check the address to the places that I used to do those in life. And see if I, you know, see the cars.
Okay. You should. That'd be great.
Was that care?
Yo, that is, I never thought of that.
So yes, Google Maps featuring.
I could look in there. Yeah. Okay. But since we're talking about that.
I ain't telling you how to do nothing, but you know, if you know your person's known locations, just Google map them and see what you see, you know?
Damn, because I don't think it's every 6 months, but I think it's not as current, like you said. So that means sis cheated a long time ago and then did her little thing and came back like nothing happened. Damn. Sorry, brother, man. So, we're talking about women with two partners.
Nice segue.
Tiffany was doing a great job with her little IG stuff she's been finding this week. Probably because I've been sleeping on it. But so she sent me another one. The post is basically discussing, it's talking about polyamory or what you can consider a consensual non-monogamous, because that like really just gets really deep and it becomes trickle web. But basically what it is is someone who is in a relationship. Okay, basically, okay, let's take it back. So you can be monogamous, like you're in a relationship with your one partner. You cheat on that nigga all the time. So actually, you should be consensually non-monogamous. But you are not considered that because you are cheating.
It's not consensual.
Yeah, you're cheating and neither of them know. This is the case where you are yourself and you have your two partners and they know of each other and they're okay with it. So
this story was really interesting. Like the page was really interesting to me because like in porns and movies and stuff, it's usually a white couple. Mm-hmm. And not only is it usually a white couple, it's usually a man and two women.
Very true.
And if they are black, it is man and two women. And this black educated sister from Carolina has two husbands, two black husbands, and a couple sugar.
Yeah.
It's not personally a lifestyle I would partake in. However, I like to see black people doing things out of the norm and not just doing things out of the norm, but educating as well, because it's not all about sex. You know, people think that, you know, these people are in these relationships just for sex. And she actually breaks it down. She's physical with one and the other one stimulates her mind. And so that, you know, it kind of like, really, can you expect everything from one person?
Great point. That's exactly what I was about to say. That was exactly what I was about to say. Can you, with a partner, can you honestly say, and if you can, go ahead, sister girl or nigga, but can you honestly say that you can get everything out of your partner without a talk, a coaching, a counseling, you know what I'm saying? Growth. Can you honestly say you naturally receive that from that one person that you're with? If anyone says yes right now, I should smack them. So if you're listening and you're nodding, I want to smack them.
They have legit found their twin flame, their soulmate, like, y'all.
No, because you still be wanting to whoop his or her ass anytime. No, if you're saying, yeah, sure.
Like I've never met anybody who legit meets each other on every single level.
It's commendable. I mean, would I be in a consensual non-relationship? No. Because I need everything to me. I need only one person. I need you to care all about me all the time. And I get stressed out when I got too many things to do. So two men would have me all over the place. Couldn't do it.
So her whole situation with the two husbands and the sugar daddies, whatever, that's just too much. However, I feel like if I didn't come from the religious background that I came from, I could possibly see myself doing that, because you can't get everything from one person.
You can't.
But as a Black woman, it's also hard to find Black men who would be okay with that.
Yes. And see, okay, so that's a good point. So remember how at the beginning of the episode I was talking about my little unexpected visitor that came into my life? So, mm-hmm. Not my period, but my actual birthday.
That is not an unexpected visitor, okay? We expect those to show up.
But, so, I was really puzzled because this was an ex or whatever that, like, I shared a lot with. Like, he was my first prom. Like, it was a lot. So when I'm not a good liar, and I do a horrible job of lying by omission, because then I'd be talking about it and then the person be staring at me like, when did that happen? And I'm like, you remember? And then they're like, no. So we just told them, because we talk about random shit so openly anyway. And it was really puzzling me, because I was like, well, he wants to meet up, you know, catch up on some friend shit, whatever. And he was like, okay, I'm girl. And I was like, excuse me? What do you mean? And he was just like, okay, I don't care. And I was like, okay. And I think it was a matter of he didn't care, because I told him everything that was wrong with that. So he knows, like, if I was to do something crazy, like, I'm having a glitch in my brain, or that's what I went there for the beginning, like, whatever. So I was like, okay. But it had me thinking, because I'm like, this person wasn't a bad person, but they were a bad person for me.
Right.
Great friend, but they were a bad person for me as a spouse. But if I could, in a perfect world, when I can actually, but if I could, in a perfect world, my current spouse would be like, well, yeah, that's cool. Would I do that? I thought about it, but I was like, no, because again, I just can't balance two people. Like, the couple times I've been in it where it wasn't consensual, I was struggling then. So I know if it was, I would really be struggling, because then they know, and you got to give them so much in this too much. I get the thrill out of people thinking, I get the thrill out of that too.
So, like,
that's probably the Aquarius thing too, because we do like the thrill seek.
Right. But so what I was going to say I'm thinking about your situation, because in previous episodes we've talked about how you guys have wanted to have a threesome. And so, no, that's not like, you know, full on relationship with another person, or, you know, one on one time with them, but that's still another person. So, I mean, kind of like, what's the difference?
I think for me, when you're in that consensual non-monogamous, like, it's crazy to learn about this in school. And the people in my... So, like, when I did it, it was a whole class on this. So, when we talked about it, it was three people that were in different... There are different versions. And I told y'all I was tripping out, because two of the men on the panel was fucking the same chick. So, when that happens, you're called metaphors. Something like that. Because y'all are sharing the same person. Y'all are connected by that person. So
they brother husbands.
Right. So
remember when I used to say that?
But that's what they dead ass were. Like, I think one of the guys on the panel, I think, was like her number one or her, I don't know, but like, it's so many terminology that go into that. But then the other guy was just like her side piece, quote unquote, or her consensual side.
Yeah, so this lady called like them husband number one and husband number two.
So the man that was that lady's like primary, he was like that. So I think he had him letter. I forgot, but it was like everybody in the class was like, what? But they were cool with it. Because one of the guys on the panel, his spouse, one of his partners was on the, she was with him while he was talking. She was sitting beside him. I think it's different because these people, like a lot of them were like the lady from Instagram, like they had purposes. So one of the ladies that was recently divorced, so her, she had a long distance partner and a current, like in her area partner, but it was a little difficult because of COVID. But she was saying that the long distance one was like more emotional because he knew her longer. He knew her since she was in high school. The other one was someone that was different from her ex or soon to be ex-husband, and he challenged her on an intimacy level. He was more free than what her husband was, more up to do new things, whereas the other guy challenged her intellectually and emotionally. So, and she didn't really want to, well, she did. She kind of explained that she wasn't getting the opposite from, you know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't getting like the intellectual from the sexual
part. Didn't have her yin and yang.
Correct. So I think for me though, I don't feel like I don't receive that intimacy from my partner. I'm just a thrill seeker. And I think with that, with if we were to add another partner for like a one-time thing, I would just want it to be over and done with. Especially with this unexpected guest, if that were to ever happen. First of all, I don't want to do two men anyway because it's just a conflict I have, and it's just a habit. But I'd be sitting there at porn looking like, oh, like I'd be hurting for them. Like I'd be getting all hurt inside in my heart. But if, let's just say if I did that, why? Now, I wouldn't. I don't judge anybody that do it, but I just wouldn't. But if I were.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
I would be messed up because I know, like, just for conversation, if it was that person, he would be confused and he would not let it go. So
because of the things he's talked before.
Yeah, so I think that's why I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I think for me, if I were to be someone with two partners that were consensually knowing they're both my partner, I would have my favorite, and it would show. Like, because I love my partner and we have a lot that drew us to each other. It's things that, of course, we're not fucking perfect, but I couldn't see myself add somebody else in the topic. Cause then I was like, in this case, I don't know why I gotta be with you. So
yeah,
it's like, I would just add somebody for the thrill. Like I said, when I was younger and I used to be having my multiple friends, that's what I called them. I just got the thrill out of being somewhere and knowing the other one trying to figure out where I'm at. So fucked up. But like I did. Like I used to get the thrill of like seeing my phone ring and then not answering. I'm up in some nigga's bed. But it just used to be fun. Or we're like out getting food. Like I was always saying that. But and niggas blowing me up. And I'm like, I can call you back. I'm not because it's going to be 2 days from now. I got to give you a grace period. Because you guys think I was busy. That's all.
Okay.
But I think it is good that us as a culture, we're starting to get into that because it's very, first of all, we all get cheated on. So some people then you're doing that because it's what you want to really do.
Speaking of cheating in this whole polygamy discussion, there's a show that comes on TLC. I don't know if it still comes on, but it used to. It's called Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh, yeah.
There was a black couple on there, the Snowdens from Georgia. And I really liked them because they were a cute couple. Like, he was, like, real eccentric with dreads and, like, they were vegan and, you know, health conscious. And she was pretty. They had a bunch of kids. They were just natural. Like, I really liked their vibe. Like, they were dope. So the first season were looking for a partner. So, you know, they met this girl or whatever. She comes in town to visit and, you know, they go on a date together, like the three of them. And so they're like, okay, well, you know, if this is really going to be a thing, like the two of you, like the man and the new woman, needed to go on a date, you know, alone to, you know, give them one-on-one time together. Mm-hmm. So the husband and wife, you know, laid ground rules about, you know, what could and couldn't happen on this first date. And they decided that, you know, sex isn't what they wanted to do yet. You know, they really wanted to get to know a person because, you know, they had children. They didn't want to just, you know, throw sex into the mix and just bring a person right in. So he goes on this date with her and, of course, they have sex on the first night. So it's like, even though you're in a polygamous relationship, there can be rules and stipulations to it. And if you don't follow those mm-hmm. rules or guidelines, then it's still considered cheating. Like, even mm-hmm. if you have agreed to this lifestyle. So I just think, you know, it's interesting that, you know, like I said, people think that it's just about the sex.
You being greedy. That, like, yeah.
She was legit looking for, you know, a sister to, you know, help her out with different things. But he was also looking for another partner. So, like, it goes both ways. It's not just one partner benefiting from this third party. Like, we're a family. We are yeah. sister wives. Like, we... So I think it's cool. Like I said, I don't really think that it would be anything that I could do.
Yeah, myself. I think it's cool.
Like I got kids, my background and everything. But I think that it's cool. And like I said, you know, we're really open-minded.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
you know, we accept really anybody. But I just... like
oh, it's a good thing or a bad thing. But it's
true. I think it's a good thing because, like... you can't judge somebody. Like, you don't know what somebody is going through or what they have been through to get them to that situation. So, like, you yep. can't, you cannot judge people. Now, like,
I think so.
Some people you can judge. I lie. You can judge some people, like, pedophiles and shit. But, like,
I mean, yeah,
you
yeah,
can't,
yeah.
You can't well, yeah. judge people.
I think with this, it's just interesting and I love it. I even love the woman, even though she, you know, I think my sister's gay. She just needs to tell her husband. But, I love the fact that we're in an age where our culture is just getting so comfortable with every fucking thing, really. But, which is great, because we've been so shitting on
but not
so
just long. Are we getting comfortable with
but everything. We're getting comfortable with our sexuality.
And we're getting comfortable with having the conversation.
Yes.
Everything
we are
being kept hush-hush.
Yes, we are brushing it under the rug culture.
And no, lifting up that rug and we sweeping it up and we throwing it yes. in the trash can. Like, we bringing it to the surface and we discuss it.
I love it.
And I think that is what has been needed. And I think that's one of the things that has in the Black community all these years is mm-hmm. secrets and keeping things under wraps. Like, no, let's talk about it. Let's bring it to the surface. Let's normalize some of these things. And
because they've been happening for a long time. Like, no, I don't think it's okay for you to have 27 wives. Like, that's a little much. But these things are things that honestly happen overseas.
Even here, these are what our ancestors were doing. So
yeah, like, but like, they happen overseas and it's normal there. Like, you could be in a grocery store yeah. and it's crazy because you got two wives, like, currently. And in certain religions, that's normal. So I think, like you said, the conversation is finally being had, and I'm just so happy it's finally being had. Like, because I think even with people that already are doing it, they don't feel ashamed. And then the people that yeah. feel like that's something they want to do, but they either don't know, because that is also something that we struggle with, is the culture, is resources, but you have to talk to gain the resource, to create the resource.
Facts.
And I think that's what it really is going to generate. I'm so happy this is, as time is going on, I don't know if it's because I'm in school and I should be looking up the weird shit, but I'm just starting to find more and more sexologists, and I'm just like, yes. And I'm finding more and more Black ones. Like, one that I found, we share a name. It's okay. That means it's meant to be. But she was on Cocktails literally this week, and I literally just was sent her like a few days ago. I'm like, okay, sis. But I'm just happy to see the melanin, like, in this field, because yeah. we deal with a lot within our intimacy, whether it's our daddy issues, our mommy issues, well, our general abandonment issues, whether it's our feeling less than, whether it's our shaming of our bodies, whether it's the you like some shit and your culture thinks it's weird. Like, we deal with so much when it comes to us intimately and sexually, and just within our overall being when it comes to connecting with another individual. I think it's a good thing to see somebody when you want to talk to them, you want them to look like you. And not until recent, where you would go to a sex educator, or you would go to an intimacy coach, or you would go to a sexologist, and it's a black
person. And they actually look like you.
Yeah. So I'm happy that that is happening. It's so great. I think this is the new wave, and I'm loving, for one, that the forerunners of all of this are female.
That shows. Well,
you know, like, we are killing it. Even though sis is gay in the last book, I'm gonna keep bringing it up because I hope she hears this, and I hope she understands that we love and care about the fact that she's gay. I just want her to realize that she likes the poom poom. That's why she cannot watch the L Word, because she likes it. And it's okay, sis. Like, it's okay. Like, you can be in a polyamorous relationship. That's what you want. I don't think it's gonna be with that husband though, because I really don't think
be with him. Not gonna be with him.
He has told you no in so many ways.
Yeah.
But I feel like she can talk to homegirl, and sis can put her on. She wanna.
But yeah,
it's gonna
be him.
Yes. Oh, bro, is not
gonna be her fiance.
My brother man is not gonna be her fiance part in the next 6 months. It's gonna take that first marriage counseling, that premarital counseling. And they're going to break up before that 30-minute session is over.
Yeah, so I will be keeping an eye on that. See where this goes.
I need to know what happens on the 6th. But what else? It was something else that you had. So when I was thinking about that, it was something that came to my head, and I was really, like, in my head about it. So when I was looking at this post, you know what came to my head? Mimi, Stevie, and Jocelyn.
And they were a non-consensual polyamorous relationship.
Not at first. And that is the part that does never, I mean, it doesn't matter now, but that is the part that was kept a secret for so long. They had a threesome.
The fact that they were having threesomes together.
Yeah.
But
it didn't come out
as a non-consensual polyamorous relationship. If Mimi didn't agree to be sister wives with Jocelyn, then it's technically cheating. So,
and see, and that's where consent goes. Fuck everything. I don't care what anybody says. But that's where consent comes in. Like, I don't think Mimi had, like, I think in Stevie's head, he's a nigga, like, in the fucking day. I think in his head, he saw them enjoying each other, enjoying him. Everyone seems to be happy. Why I can't continue to fuck with her? You know I like her. You fucking like her too, shit. So, what's the issue? But, yeah. I think it's a matter of consent. And I don't say consent to just be like, can I do it? Yes or no? I mean, we have to have that conversation. Like you were saying.
Yes, are we in agreement that this is okay?
And that's interesting because, yeah, that couple was looking for a sister wife. But couples who have threesomes regularly, especially couples who are already parents, they vet. You have to. You have to vet if you don't have kids. Or you got to vet anyway because you don't know everybody. But you have to do that. You have to set those boundaries because sometimes people get into that unicorn state and they don't fucking know what they really want. They be falling for your man. Or the girl.
So, when you brought up the couple again, it reminds me of another important part that is never discussed when polygamy is talked about. Your sexual health and well-being. So, like, this couple, so the second season, they meet another young lady from LA. She comes out, they really like her, things go well. So a couple months later, they move her in. So they still, you know, not been having sex because that's what they've agreed on. They want to build a connection. So the two women have a great friendship building. He and her have a great, you know, relationship building or whatnot. And, you know, of course, time goes on, you want to have sex. So one of their rules was
she got to get a Patsy.
Well, not just that, but the whoever the other person was, they had to on like a 3-day fast. Like, so basically that their pH balances were the same.
Who? Okay, wait a minute.
And I'm like, that's something that I would never think about. Cause like, okay, if we're married, we're not using condoms and you're sticking your shit in her and me. Yeah, we need to make sure our pHs are the same. So she legit went on like this, I think it was either 14 or 30 day fast where like, you know, she had to eat clean or whatever, couldn't drink like legit clean. And so I told you they were vegan, she ate meat. So this 30 days was really hard for her. So after the 30 days, they actually took a pH test to make sure that their pH balances were the same. And actually, these are Black people, mind you. So like, mm-hmm. It shows like how progressive we are, you know, are becoming.
Because girl, speaking of that, this is not sex related, but Rob and I was talking about that because we get so many comments. Y'all got a fucking rabbit? What Black family got a rabbit? Why I didn't get a pig? Why I didn't get a Yorkie? Why you didn't get a da da da? Okay, first of all, Kennedy is
Black
gay.
People can have any animal that we want.
But yes,
we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Like, I'm so happy we are progressing as culture. Like, so fucking what? I have a son. Like, I don't need to get a fucking dog. Just because I have a rabbit doesn't mean I don't like dogs. Maybe I got a rabbit because it's easier. Maybe I got a rabbit because I don't have to walk her. Okay? I mean, I can, but I just don't feel like it right now. So I don't want her to be bad. Around. Yeah, she just bounces everywhere. She's starting to flip a lot. I'm a little worried I gotta get her a bigger cage because I don't want her to break her back.
You got the pets that work for you and your family. Everybody yes. else needs a drink in my name business.
I'm like, damn, you're gonna be Black, we gotta have dogs, you racist niggas. But I am so happy.
I'm camera finna get a fish.
You know? Like, what? Like, what the fuck? So I'm very happy that we are getting to this progressive state. I fucking love it. I'm all about the Black girl magic, Black boy magic. I was watching, it's a good documentary that is, you know, I love a documentary and it got to be about Black people or people of color. But, or prisons. Not to correlate, but that's literally all I watch on Netflix. So it's a good
I've been watching some crazy ass documentaries.
It's two. That's really, really good. Immigration Nation is a fucking bomb. Girl, I was in here crying so hard. I watched all of it in one day and every episode was like an hour and some change. But I watched all of it in one girl up to 3 o'clock in the morning. I had everybody in the house watching it too.
Rob, have you and watched Living Undocumented yet?
No, that's next. I gotta watch it.
Oh my God, I haven't even got through the whole thing and that pissed the fuck off.
Like, that's really good. So that's a good thing to watch to just see like what other people of color go through, because it was actually African Americans up there and they just were from other countries that were getting shit too. And I'm happy they showed that, because when we first started hearing about the whole ICE thing, they made it sound like it was just Spanish people. Not the case. And then there's another documentary that was, it's called The Remix, and it talks about fashion and hip hop, and it's so good because it starts to talk about like Dapper Dan and shit like that, and then it goes into showing how women were kind of like shitted on and how we've been doing shit for a long time. It just always gets fucking stolen.
Hello.
And so it's really good. I think it ended filming maybe like 2018, beginning of 2019. So it's not super current, but to know that and to see the shit they talking about and looking at today, it's just interesting. So this is something good to watch. It just had me thinking because, you know, we just got so much Black girl magic, Black boy dreams going on. I'm just feeling it. So
yes.
But this week has been a really good episode, Tiffany. You killed it on the IG post, okay?
Thank you, girl.
You killed it. But yes, so some of the remedies for sure is discuss your consent. We have to.
What are you okay with? What are you not okay with? What are your complete deal breakers? Like, communication. Back to last week. Communicate.
Set the tone of what you fucking want. Like, it's so crazy that we talked about that on the other pod we were on last week. We were talking about you bitches that be showing up in these houses, wants to watch a movie at midnight, and then he be wanting a screw. So yes, set the tone. If you just want a threesome, you don't want to be a full couple, say that. Because girls and males do get upset, and they do get clingy. It's not just the bitches, okay? And like, homegirl who is gay and she does not realize it. Be honest with your partner about your feelings, about shit that you want to try. Like, I think too, the consensual non-monogamy is like becoming a thing. Well, it's always been a thing, but it's becoming more prevalent because couples are getting to this place where they are more honest. And, or there's a couple where they've had such a tug of war with the honesty that this is how they got there. So I think that just will alleviate a lot of stress. I mean, hell, you might not even make it to being a couple if you're honest from the beginning. What you like, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. Y'all better get on it. Do you have any questions, ma'am?
Oh, no. I mean, that's what I got it all up. Like, hey, what your boundaries are? What home, what don't want?
This week's been a great episode. I'm just loving it. Your girl also hopefully is leaving her job. And she hate y'all. I know y'all tired of hearing me talk about this job every week. And I think I have got a winner. So I think I have got myself out there, Lord.
Whether I find get something or not, my last day is in like 2 weeks. Because I'm quitting before the kids start school.
It's so much change. What's going on with us? And I'm so
like, I have to. I can't. I there's no way that I would be able to teach the kids and stress about that shit. So no, fuck that. My kids' education comes first.
You're damn right.
Yeah, my 2 weeks is going in a week.
I meant to send you this post earlier, so before being an episode, because y'all gonna laugh. So. It was a post and it was like me. It was the caption said me getting used to this virtual homeschool shit. The moment the kid was sitting in front of the camera in a uniform, little girl looking real cute. Why do all walks in the background smoking a blunt? She's also, oh shit.
I saw that. I saw that.
So, but yes, that's a little chuckle for y'all. So, just another episode of Confessions of Millennial Mills. I am Ashley.
And I am Tiffany, and we will see you next week.
Bye.